World-class, fully staged opera returns to the Berkshires as the Berkshire Opera Festival gets ready to celebrate its 10th anniversary season in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, the only company of its kind in the Berkshire region. Berkshire Opera Festival produces opera at the highest level under the vision of co-founders Brian Garman, the William E. Biggs Artistic Director and Director of Production, Jonathan Loy. The 2025 main stage attraction is a new production of one of the most popular operas of all time, Verdi's masterpiece, La Traviata. The Berkshire Opera Festival will bring it to the Mehewy Performing Arts Center on August 23rd, the 26th, and the 29th. To tell us more, we welcome Brian Garman and British-American tenor Joshua Blue to the roundtable to tell us more. Thank you so much for being with us. A pleasure to have you both here.
Good morning, Joe. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. All right, Brian, let's begin with you. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years, so give us a sense of what that means to you.
Well, it is hard to believe it's 10 years. It's something we're very proud of course. The main thing is that we're still here and that we've survived all of the things that everyone has had to make it through the past 10 years, the pandemic and other things. But for any arts organization to make it to the 10-year mark, I think is no small feat. And we have not only survived, but thrived, I think. And we had last week on stage of the Mehewy celebratory 10th anniversary concert to commemorate this milestone, which was also a big hit. And as you pointed out, we have chosen to celebrate this 10th anniversary with a production of Verdi's La Traviata on the main stage.
So tell us about that selection, what that means, and really, I mean, there's many ways to put this, I guess, but it seems like it's a nice way to show off, too, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. There are a couple of reasons why we chose it. Traviata, above all, is a love story, and it's, above all, a very intimate opera, as well as being a tragedy. But in spite of that, much of the piece does have a festive, celebratory nature to it because of its two big party scenes. So it seemed appropriate on that account. And the other reason, as you mentioned, is that La Traviata is one of the most performed and perhaps is the most beloved opera of audiences around the world. And I know for a fact how much our audiences love it because they've told me as much. So I thought, what better way to celebrate 10 years than by presenting one of the favorites to our audience who has supported us so faithfully through the last decade?
I certainly want to get to Joshua, but let me just ask you, Brian, when you're working on it and you're actually rehearsing and staging it, do you get the understanding of why this has been such a staple and an iconic example of great opera?
Oh, absolutely. The music is heavenly. It contains some of Verdi's most beautiful melodies. I also think that Verdi, as Italy's greatest composer, arguably, understood theater and drama and the voice as well as or better than anyone. And there are things that one constantly discovers in a piece like this. We've had orchestra rehearsals the past few days, and I've been conducting this piece for 31 years now. And at our final orchestra rehearsal, there were still things that I was discovering as the orchestra was playing it in a piece that, you know, I think I know pretty well by this point. So it really is a masterpiece.
Joshua, what is it like for you to be a part of this?
It's an absolute joy. Traviata has always been one of my favorite operas. It was the opera that made me want to be an opera singer. So to get a chance to come and join a company that I've grown to love over the years and do this role with these people has been just a real treat.
What are the challenges to it, especially as you're putting it together with your fellow performers?
I mean, it's a big thing. It's a big opera. It's not only a lot of really technical singing, but it's also a lot of big emotions, which can impact the voice if you're not ready to play them right. Both you and Brian said, it is an opera that is very popular and a lot of people know it. And you sort of know going into it in the back of your head, half the audience probably can hum these tunes along with you. So you want to make sure you're giving them something new while also honoring the tradition of the show.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting perspective. Yeah. Cause they have an idea of what it is and you want to move it along and yet not screw up what they have as the great affection in their minds, I assume.
Exactly.
Brian, when you think about these type of operas and what you've been able to do with the Berkshire Opera Festival, what have you learned from the audience over the last decade of what they like, what they expect, what they're looking for?
Well, I've learned that our audience is a very intelligent audience, and I've learned that while I think like most audiences, you know, everyone loves the classics, everyone loves Traviata, everyone loves La Boheme, they also have an appetite for experiencing new things. And I think we discovered this last year with our production of Faust, which was so well attended and so well received. Faust used to be an extremely popular opera around the world and even in the United States, that, you know, over the past couple of decades, these things ebb and flow, and its popularity had waned, so it was new to a lot of our audience, but they loved it. So I think our audience has an interest in experiencing new things while, you know, retaining their love for the classics. And I love that because, you know, it allows us to be a little bit creative in our programming.
Can you talk a little bit about the venue of doing it at the Mahewi? It seems like a perfect place.
It's a perfect place for it. Last year, we began a multi-year partnership with the Mahewi. We're very happy to be there and to have the Mahewi as our home. It's a beautiful theater. The acoustic is sensational. I think all of our artists, and Josh can probably speak to this as well, would tell you it's a very flattering stage to sing on, and it's a very easy stage to sing on. And it's just I think it's a great place to make opera. And the size of it is sort of perfect. It's not too big. And so the audience from any seat in the Mahewi feels a sense of connection with the stage and with the performers that they might not yet in a much larger house.
Joshua, your thoughts on that?
I agree wholeheartedly. It is such a beautifully intimate theater. Oftentimes, especially in a lot of larger houses, you have to sort of weigh the pros and cons of how much you have to project and sing out so that everyone can hear you while also maintaining that sort of delicate balance of dynamic and expression. And, you know, throughout the rehearsal process, we constantly have Brian reminding us, this is a small, intimate space where you can really do delicate work, and everyone in the house is gonna hear every note, regardless of volume. And it just feels good to sing on. You know, a little treat.
I'm interested in the delicacy in the delicate nature of opera, Brian, of what that is, because that does seem like it can go either way.
It certainly can, but this is something that we've really worked toward with this piece in particular. It's something that I've been saying a lot in calling Traviata Verdi's most intimate opera. You know, it deals with basic human situations and emotions conveyed very simply and very directly. And it's something that that the cast has worked toward very, very diligently. And it's also something I've been working with the orchestra to try and create a texture in their playing that, even if it's loud, there's a transparency to it and there's a real clarity to it. And we find in Traviata, even in the big numbers, there's no real bombast. And at the end of the second act, at the end of this big party at Flora's house, when Violetta has been humiliated by her one-time lover, Alfredo, you have the full chorus, you have the full orchestra, and eight principal singers all performing this big number, but the whole thing is written in varying degrees of piano, which is what we call a very soft volume level. So it's quite intimate, and the Mahewi, you know, the size of the stage and the theater allows us to create these very delicate colors when necessary.
Do you realize, do you know going in of what that texture is going to be, or do you discover that as you spend time in the space?
Well, you have ideas of what you're going for, right? You always have an idea in your mind of what sort of sound you're trying to achieve. And then that idea, that sonic concept you have in your mind's ear, is adapted to the cast you have, the orchestra you have. And so the basic shape of it, you go into rehearsals with a pretty clear idea. And then the details are determined according to the talents and strengths of everyone in front of you.
Well, it's an amazing event that's taking place. It is the 10th anniversary celebration of the Berkshire Opera Festival, and the performance is Verdi's La Traviata. It will be performed at the Mahewi Performing Arts Center on August 23rd, the 26th, and the 29th. You can find out more information by going to BOF's website, which is BerkshireOperaFestival.org. BerkshireOperaFestival.org. Brian Garman, Joshua Blue, I wish you all the luck in the world. Have a beautiful performance and set of performances, and I thank you so much for sharing with our audience this morning.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Be well. Thank you. Again, the Berkshire Opera Festival performing Verdi's masterpiece La Traviata at the Mahewi Performing Arts Center on August 23rd, 26th, and 29th. You can find out more information by going to BerkshireOperaFestival.org, BerkshireOperaFestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.